Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who put food on our tables, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Put food on our table is really appropriate as our food producers are knee-deep in harvest. If you're on the tractor and the combine listening, know that it's appreciated. We'll talk about harvest time in just a bit, but first I want to remind you that the congressional conversation regarding taxation and the stepped-up basis is still going on, and as busy as you are, still in need of your attention. Let me begin with the simple fact that my knowledge about money, taxes, or anything business-related ranks with my ability to fix or build something. When we meet with a CPA at tax time, my wife brings all the books, does all the talking. Simple as that. I do know this, the importance to agriculture, for that matter to all of us, for farm families to be able to pass the land and operation on to the next generation, and for that next generation to be financially capable of taking over is hard to measure. A part of that process is dependent upon the stepped-up basis portion of estate taxation, and there's the discussion and debate in Congress to change or modify the stepped-up basis. This is why the professionals involved in ag business are encouraging you, assuming you've not done so, to meet with your tax professional before November 1st. We realize how terribly busy you are, but with everything that's going on in D.C., it would seem well worth the time. I may not know anything about business, but I do know how gratifying it is to swing by a farm or ranch with three or four generations involved in the operation. During my many years in the cattle business, I love making farm visits during harvest, kind of like sending livestock to market. It's what those families work for all year long. Interestingly, there's a lot of spots in the region, in spite of a very trying weather year, where farm folks are putting a decent crop in the bin. Sadly, there's the other side of that coin, places where they simply couldn't catch even a shower, and it is bad. Don't ask me how they do it, but several of the folks in the worst weather locations are already talking about next year. Special people, to say the least. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be extra careful, and hey, thanks for what you do.